Good morning. I have no relationships to disclose. Today I want to tell you about who the National Toxicology Program, or I'll refer to it as NTP, is, how the research we conduct plays a role in shaping public health policies, and then to talk about NTP's impact. NTP is an interagency program that was established in 1978, so we've been around for a while. It's headquartered at the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences, also referred to as NIEHS, and the director of NIEHS is also the director of NTP. Three agencies, the National Center for Toxicological Research, NIEHS, and the National Center for Occupational Safety and Health, or NIOSH, form the core for NTP in carrying out its research, although NIEHS is the primary leader and conductor of NTP research. NTP, as an interagency group, gets a lot of input and advice and works closely with other HHS and non-HHS agencies through the NTP Executive Committee. In addition, the NTP program has an external scientific board of scientific counselors that provides input to us on the scientific merits of the work that we conduct. NTP leads the nation in the conduct of toxicology research aimed at the prevention of environmental causes of disease. For 37 years, we have conducted research and disseminated information about potential health hazards in our environment. NTP generates data to strengthen scientific knowledge about potentially hazardous substances, which is one way that NTP plays a role in shaping public health policies. NTP has a broad mandate to evaluate the toxicity of substances of public health concern. In its lifetime, NTP has studied more than 2,600 different agents, including many of these are ones that are of high priority, nominated by other agencies. We've looked at these substances in comprehensive toxicology programs to assess a variety of different health effects, such as carcinogenicity, effects on reproduction and development, or the immune and nervous systems. NTP conducts its studies primarily in rodents, following approaches that are accepted by federal regulatory agencies. As part of these studies, we also may include in vitro mechanistic studies, kinetic studies to look at absorption or distribution of the chemical within the animal, or sometimes we have used genetically modified models. NTP is exploring the use of alternative models, such as worms and fish, for toxicity testing. And as I mentioned, NTP has a broad mandate, and our portfolio of the types of things that we study are also very broad. Dr. Goldstein mentioned dietary supplements, and NTP has a large program looking at the potential health effects associated with botanical dietary supplements. We're also looking at complex occupational exposures like metalworking fluids. We are looking at endocrine active compounds. We have done studies on finished drinking water, the contaminants from the chlorination process. We have current effort looking at a cross-section of different nanoscale materials. And we're carrying out a large study to look at the effects of cell phone radio frequency radiation on health. Now, how does NTP report its findings? Well, we report them in either technical reports or different report series or in the peer-reviewed literature. The findings from our two-year cancer studies are reported in NTP technical reports. All the findings and the conclusions from our studies are evaluated against established criteria and undergo external peer review before they are published. Shorter-term studies and studies in modified models have their own report series. And as I mentioned, NTP also publishes in the peer-reviewed literature. I'd like to point out that all of our reports and all the data from our studies are available for free download on the NTP website. NTP also develops approaches to better predict how chemicals may affect biological responses. One example is our involvement in the TOX-21 program. Here we're working with NIH, FDA, and EPA to develop higher throughput methods so that we can test more chemicals faster and more efficiently through the use of robotics. These assays screen chemicals for mechanistic targets within cellular pathways that are thought critical to adverse effects in humans. We hope to use the data from these higher throughput studies in order to prioritize agents for further study in our toxicology studies, to identify mechanisms of chemical toxicity, or to develop predictive models. Now, in addition to the toxicology studies that we conduct in rodents, we also carry out literature-based scientific assessments for identification of hazards for humans. The probably best known is the report on carcinogens. This is a congressionally mandated, science-based public health document. This document identifies chemical, physical, and biological agents in your environment that pose a cancer hazard for people residing in the United States. All the substances, again, undergo a formal evaluation process, and the scientific evidence is evaluated against established criteria. If the evidence supports listing, then the substance will be listed in the report on carcinogens as either a known or reasonably anticipated human carcinogen. Each edition of the report is cumulative, meaning that it includes all the previously identified carcinogens and those that were newly reviewed. In addition to the work that we do to carry out literature assessments for cancer hazards, we also have an effort to look at literature-based assessments to identify substances that cause non-cancer health effects or to determine the science on that chemical. And we use that information to identify data gaps to inform research needs. NTP does not conduct formal risk assessments. However, some of these assessments may provide our opinion on whether we think that substance is of concern at current human exposures. You may know that NTP was one of the first groups that identified some concern for the effects of bisphenol A on infants, children, and fetuses at current human exposures. The data gaps that we identified and others are being now the NIEHS has an extensive research program undergoing to try to fill some of those data gaps. NTP also develops approaches to better assess hazards for humans. We are now implementing the methodology of systematic review in our scientific assessments. Systematic review is a predefined, multi-step approach that helps guide how you identify, select, assess, and synthesize evidence from scientific studies to reach a conclusion. Systematic review has been historically used in clinical medicine to assess data for reaching healthcare recommendations. But we, NTP, and others are some of the first groups to try to apply this methodology to assessing or to addressing environmental health questions. NTP has developed a handbook to help guide these studies. In addition, we're trying to look at tools that will help us better visualize the findings from these assessments so that people understand better how we reach our conclusions. Now, in addition to carrying out studies, developing approaches, and doing health hazard assessments, we also try to bring people together to host workshops and forums so that we can discuss emerging issues in environmental health. Here are two upcoming workshops that might be of interest to you. In the first, which will be held in February, we're going to bring people together to discuss how you might take data from cell-based and computational approaches and use that information in applying it to risk decision-making for humans. We also have a workshop in April where we're going to be looking at the approaches you might use to assess dietary botanical supplements. Some workshops from our recent past included one looking at aquatic models as alternatives for use in toxicity testing, talking about what are the approaches that we need to use to evaluate mixtures, because a mixture is not necessarily the same thing as looking at a pure chemical. And then we had an important workshop in 2011 where we looked at the role of environmental chemicals in the development of diabetes and obesity. So, as I mentioned, NTP is not a regulatory group. So who uses our work and how is it used? Well, some U.S. agencies have actually decided to base specific regulatory actions on NTP products. For example, the OSHA Hazard Communication Standard that labels chemicals as potential hazards identifies the report on carcinogens as a source for identifying cancer hazard for classification purposes. In addition, if something is listed in the report on carcinogens, that information has to be included on the safety data sheet for that chemical. Under Proposition 65, several of NTP's products are considered authoritative. Our NTP technical reports that claim the findings of our two-year cancer studies, as well as the report on carcinogens, are identified as what's called an authoritative body for identifying chemicals that can cause cancer under Proposition 65. And similarly, our NTP monographs that have the conclusions of our health assessments for non-cancer health effects can be used as authoritative for identifying chemicals that cause reproductive toxicity. The other uses of NTP's products are more on an ad hoc basis and depends on the specific mandate or issue under discussion. But NTP's research is widely used in science reports, as support for congressional testimony, as support for proposed regulations or in policy and legal documents. And so that now leads me to tell you about a little project that we undertook. We actually wanted to try to get a better handle on how can we assess NTP's impact. Is NTP and the research we do being effective? And so I want to tell you about the project we undertook and the findings that we had, along with some challenges. So we developed an approach, a logic model, in order to carry out a comprehensive and systematic evaluation of NTP's impact. And we wanted to look at the impact across multiple sectors, from academia, industry, non-government groups, and different international, state, and federal agencies. Then once we developed our model, we wanted to test it. And so we applied it in a case study. We applied it retrospectively to studies that NTP had carried out on the chemical hexavalent chromium in drinking water in rodents. You may know that in 2000-2001, hexavalent chromium was nominated for study to the National Toxicology Program by officials in California. Hexavalent chromium had been identified in drinking water sources as a contaminant from several industrial processes. And there was scientific uncertainty about whether or not hexavalent chromium, when ingested, is carcinogenic. Now, this is the model that we developed. And we looked at we identified outputs, activities, and products related to NTP's research on hexavalent chromium. And then we looked at the outcome of those outputs, whether there was awareness of NTP's products, whether it could be used to inform science and stakeholder groups, and then importantly, whether it could be used to inform decision-making to affect the change that might then at some point have an impact on improving public health. So now I'd like to tell you what we found. Well, first, I'd like to let you know that the studies NTP conducted on hexavalent chromium administered in drinking water to rodents found that the chemical is carcinogenic. The products that we produced from these studies was one NTP technical report that had the findings from our two-year studies, a toxicity report, and then five journal articles. When we looked at whether or not NTP's research on hexavalent chromium had been effective, here's what we found. We learned that NTP's work was effective at strengthening the science base. NTP studies of hexavalent chromium were cited in scientific publications to justify further studies, to inform study designs, or to interpret new data. A broad range of stakeholders we found had used our work. They had used it to identify hexavalent chromium as a hazard in science reports, congressional testimony, proposed legislations or regulations, non-regulatory actions, and legal and policy documents. But what was most important, we thought, is that we found that NTP's work was effective in informing public health decision-making to affect a change. NTP's research on this chemical was key to the nation's first-ever drinking water standard for hexavalent chromium adopted in California in 2014. But now let me tell you about some of the challenges to us trying to carry out this project. Well, the first, we learned that the opportunity to affect a change may rely on external factors that are totally outside of our control. For example, in Washington State, NTP's work was cited as supported scientific evidence for changes that were proposed in their groundwater cleanup levels. However, the rulemaking was suspended for a year and never continued, so the opportunity for an impact went away. We also found that there can be a lag time between when an output occurs, such as NTP's research being completed and us giving our reports, and when you might have a specific outcome. And that could be pretty extensive. For us, it was 7 years between the time that NTP released their draft reports from their carcinogenic studies on hexavalent chromium and approval for the maximum contaminant drinking level in California occurred. And any improved public health impact from that regulation in California will likely take many more years. But probably one of the most frustrating things to us was that many documents may not have clear attribution to NTP's work. We would do keyword. We looked at every state. As I said, we looked across multiple stakeholder groups. We would do keyword searches to try to find information from that you wouldn't find, like in PubMed or Scopus or whatever, because those kinds of things you don't find in for congressional reports or proposed legislation. So when we did that, sometimes we would come up with false positives. Sometimes we would miss true positives. But as I said, the most frustrating thing is that many types of documents for which you think our work might be important do not have requirements for how they cite the work that they use. Specifically, there are no universal citation requirements for many types of work, such as government reports, lawsuits, and proposed legislation. So therefore, your ability to try to see if you're being effective is very hard to do. So in summary, I hope you have a better understanding now of the National Toxicology Program and the research we do. We believe that NTP plays a pivotal role in shaping public health policies by conducting today's research on environmental exposures, providing critical information to inform decisions for a healthier tomorrow. Thank you.
Are there questions for Mary?
So let me think, do you want to know if we identify other avenues for dissemination of our work? That's a really good question. And one of the things that we feel like that we want to try to build better is our bridges with state public health departments. We feel like that we need, that those are channels for many times, they're the groups that use our work. And also we feel like there might be some opportunity to try to reach out more to public health, to schools of public health, to understand who we are and what we do. Thank you.